Tonight is live volume, right? And you find the Svarim, the Vikidashim, that there's something very, 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 very halig, very, very awesome about Lag BaOmer. So I want to discuss some of the inyanim of Lag BaOmer. And mitaych, talking a little bit of Lag BaOmer, we'll get into Parshas B'Chukaysay also. But first, a little bit of a hakdama about even Ba'ifin Pashat, before we get into things, just Ba'ifin Pashat, to have an appreciation of Lag BaOmer in the context of the calendar. We have Pesach, we have Shavuos. Last week we mentioned that we have Pesach Sheni in the middle, between Pesach and Shavuos. Where does that play a role? And this week we'll talk about Lag BaOmer. Where does that play a role in the Hachana for Shavuos, or the coming off Pesach? So the truth is it's Nageh also to what we talked about last week. If there's time later on, I'll get to that. But now I just want to say over something, just an appreciation of where Lag BaOmer stands in terms of Sfiras HaOmer. In Parshas Bahar, last week's Parsha, we have the mitzvah of Yovel. And the Pasuk says, V'safarta l'cho sheva shabsois shonim, you should count for yourself seven shabbosois of years. What does that mean? The Pasuk says, sheva shonim, 7 years, Sheva pa'amim, 7 times. 7 years, 7 times. V'hoyu l'cho yimei sheva shabsois hashanim. And these seven sevens will be for you, how much? How many years? Teisha v'arba'im shana, 49 years. In case you couldn't figure out the math, the pasuk tells you that 7 times 7, it's a fairish of pasuk, that 7 times 7 is 49. So the ha'ara on the pasuk is pashut. And first of all, what does the pasuk have to sum up with how much 7 times 7 is? You should count 7 weeks, 7 weeks of 7 days each, and they will be for you 49 years. Now obviously, 7 weeks of 7 days is 49. Seven Shemitahs, that each Shemitah has 7 years, equals 49 years. That's Pashut. 7 times 7 is 49. So why does the Pasuk have to sum up in the end? If you want to know how much these sets of 7 cycles of 7 years is, it's Teshuv Arbaim Shana, it's 49 years. You can figure it out on your fingers. In addition to that, if you read the Pasuk, V'safarta l'cha sheva shav, count for yourself 7 sets of 7. V'hoyu l'cha yimei sheva shav says Hashem, and they'll be for you. What do you mean for me? I'm counting for myself, it will be for me. I'm counting. I'm counting 7 years. I'm counting 7 sets of 7 years. What does it mean that I should count for myself? Like in Parashas Lech Lecha, it says, V'yom Hashem Avram Lech Lecha, so Rashi says, L'hana oscha l'tayv oscha. Right, that's for yourself. Go for yourself. So here the pasuk says, "V'safar to lecha, count for yourself." What's the lecha? So the Mefarshim Mamaz, where the Kli Yakor in Parshas Bahar, says that in terms of the psukim, the life of a person is set at 70 years. 70 years is a mashal for the life of a person. Yimei shenoseim shel adam is 70 shana. A person becomes a bar oinshim when he turns 20. So how many years does he have that he's a bar oinshim? 50. So the Kli Yakor says that the 7 times 7 of 7 Shemitahs until Yovel is a remnant of the life of a person. And a person lives for 50 years. And every single day of a person's life is valuable. Every single moment of a person's life is valuable. And also stands by its own. There's two sides to that. It's valuable and it stands by its own. That means irrelevant of how I might have messed up the last hour, I can still fill this hour properly. Irrelevant of how I might have messed up all the years until now, I can still fill this year properly. We spoke about this, maybe it was even last week, we spoke about this, each year is a keli that's made up of 12 kelim. 12, it's a big bowl, with 12 bowls in it. And those are the 12 months. And each month has 30 little bowls in it. Those are the 30 days. And each day has 24 kelim in it. Those are the 24 hours. And each hour has 60 keli a minute. Those are the 60 minutes. But it's a separate, every minute is a separate keli. And I might have messed up the past, I might mess up the future, but I could fill this keli right now properly. Every moment is chashuv. That's what the pasuk is teaching you. V'safarta lecha, count for yourself, make it yours. Time spent improperly, time spent stupidly, time spent without his chashvas of the value of the godless of zman, and what we could accomplish in this world, is lost, it's not mine. But when I use the day properly, I use the week properly, I use the month properly, it's mine. I take it with me. It's mine. It's my day. V'safarta lecha, count for yourself, 7 cycles of 7 years. And if you do that, it will be for you 49 years. Not always does 7 times 7 equal 49. If I spend some years stupidly, then 7 times 7 does not equal 49. 7 times 7 might equal 20. Because of all the years that I have to mark off that I didn't use properly. If you count 7 years 7 times, you count the years properly, then in the end you'll have a hayu lecha sheva shabsay sashanim. You know how much it will equal? It will equal 49. The Marsha in Ma'id Katan says that the same thing is true about Sfiras HaOmer. Sfiras HaOmer is also a count of 49 days until the 50th day is Shavuos, Atzeres. And he says that it's also a mashal for the Yemei Shnayis of Shel Adam. Starting from Pesach, the Brias HaAdam, the Leidas Adam, starting from Pesach, we travel day after day after day, each day, Yom Lashana, Yom Lashana, he says, just like it says by the Meraglim, that for every day they were in Eretz Yisrael, they had to be in the Midbar for a year. Yom Lashana, Yom Lashana. Every day of Sfira represents a year of our life. And we count. Usfartim lochem, you know, we svartim lochem, we count for ourselves. Also, we count, that's the mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer, we count for ourselves 49 days. To remind us that every day counts. Until Shavuos. Shavuos is the Yom Kabbalah Satayra, the Shleimus HaAdam. Zog to Marsha that the Inyan of Lag Ba'Omer is Lag Ba'Omer is when you're past the curve. It's two-thirds. You're past the curve of Sphere. Rive of Sphere is behind you.
Isn't that the halfway mark?
It sounds like a rive is like a rive that's nicker. Like a rive that you can be confident in. In other words, it's a rive that enough has passed that you're already confident on the future. When you're 51%, 52%, it's not enough. When you're already past the two-thirds mark, the momentum is there that you're already confident, you're already heading towards the finish line. In addition, when you hit the rive mark, so if you handle the days, the 33 days until then, the way they should be, you counted properly, each day counted. So then, once you hit Lag Ba'Omer, it's already in sight. The Yom HaGadol V'Hanoira, the day of Shavuos, is in sight. The day of Kabbalah Satayra is in sight. You already kind of have it in the bag. You're going to keep counting, but you already have the momentum. But what about those of us who didn't count 33 days properly? What if those of us who look back, it's already two-thirds of the way to Shavuos, what have we been doing since Pesach? How have we been using our time? Has every day counted? So for us, Lag Ba'Omer is a wake-up call. Shavuos is coming. It's getting close. You don't have a whole sphere ahead of you. Shavuos is coming. Lag Ba'Omer is heading towards Shavuos. We have time later. I'll get into a little bit more deeply why that's true. But just to, now, Ba'if and Pasha, Shavuos is coming. We're talking Shavuos. The wives are already starting to cook. Shavuos is in the air. Kabbalah Satayra is coming. Lag Ba'Omer tells us it's a couple of days to Shavuos. Rabbeinu Yona writes that when a person starts noticing white hairs in his beard or in his hair, it's a wake-up call. You're not going to live forever. It's a time for a person to do tshuva. You're not going to live forever. You're here for a reason. One of the most amazing things about human nature is that we know that everyone dies, but we think that we're an exception. One of the most amazing things about human nature, Rav Leib Malin writes that he says an amazing thing. The mind and the heart are one amma away from each other. How far away are they from each other? And they're very connected. How many channels are there between the mind and the heart connecting them? They're very, very connected. He says, and yet, as loud and clear as the mind screams to the heart, you're gonna die one day, the heart remains enveloped in its own serenity, couldn't care less, he's fine. Lag BaOmer is, Shavuos is coming, wake up! It's coming time for Shavuos. Two-thirds of Sefirah is gone already. And maybe you'll tell yourself, two-thirds is gone already, what's the use? I'm just going to count a couple of days. And this is a mashal in life also. Sometimes a person feels like, I messed up so much of life already. Now I'm going to chap arayin. Zakt one of the greats, Kedoshim. If you read the Pesukim, it says, Ad mimachros ha-Shabbos ha-Shviyas, Tisperu chamishim yoyim. It says, the Pashem Shah and the Pasuk is, until Shavuos, you should count 50 days. That's the Pashem Shah. Until Shavuos, until after the seventh week, you should count 50 days. Zakt one of the great Rebbes, until Shavuos, you could still count all 50 days. Ad mimacharas haShabbos haShviyos, until the finish line. It could be 10 minutes before Shavuos. There's still a chance to count all 50 days. We could still chap arayin. There's a few days left to Shavuos. We could wake up and we still have a chance. We could still have a Kabbalah Satara the way it's supposed to be. And that's when Lag BaOmer comes. That's the Simcha of Lag BaOmer. Shavuos is in here. We're reacting. We're already dancing the dance of Shavuos. And that's Ersh, that's the Hakdam. I'm going to stop here for a few minutes. Lag BaOmer, everyone knows, is the Yartzeit of Hashem Bar Yochai. Hashem Bar Yochai was a Talmud of Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva is known in all the Sfarim as being the Yisayit of Teresh of Alfeh. Moshe Rabbeinu is the Yisayit of Teresh of Iksav. Rabbi Akiva is the Yisayit of Teresh of Alfeh. And there are similarities between Moshe and Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva's Talmud was Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. The pnimius of Rabbi Akiva's Torah is Rav Shimon Bar Yochai's Torah. Rav Shimon Bar Yochai is the pnimius Sisrei Torah. He's the author of the Zohar, we know. The pnimius of Torah, the inside, the secrets, the inner mechanics of the Torah, that was Rav Shimon Bar Yochai's department. So let's talk a little bit about Shemay Yechai's Shittas about Talmud Torah. In B'chukai Sayt Heleichu, the Pasuk says, if you go this week's Parsha, you'll walk in my chukim, all kinds of good things will happen. You'll have rains in the right time, and grains, and there won't be war, and add the final bracha, which is the greatest, most beautiful bracha of all, of Yisalachti V'Saychechem, I'll walk amongst you. I'll be with you. Hashem says, there's no bigger bracha than that. Hashem says, I'll be with you. Yitzalachti v'seichachem. All this will happen in B'chukai Sayt Teileichu. If you go in my chukim. So Rashi in B'chukai Sayt Teileichu, the famous Rashi, Shetiyu amelim b'tayr, that you should work hard. Amal. Work hard and tayr. It's a mitzvah of Talmud Torah. If you learn Masechta Brachas, the Daf Lamed Aleph Amud Beis, we find the Machlekes Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Shmuel Yochai about the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. Rabbi Shmuel says, it says in the Pasuk V'Yigisa V'Yomim V'Laila, it says in the Pasuk that you should learn day and night. You might think that Hadvarim Kepashta, you might think that's Kepshuta. You have to learn day and night. all day and all night. So Rabbi Shmuel, but the pasuk says Yosef to the Gonecha. It also says you should make a parnasa. So we see from there that the kavana is hanheg b'hem minig derecheretz, tayrim derecheretz, that a person should have Talmud Torah together with derecheretz, with Yosef to the Gonecha. That's Rabbi Shmuel's shita. Rabbi Shmuel Yechai says if you're going to be chayresh b'shas chrisha, and zayreya b'shas zriya, and kaitzer b'shas k'tira, and zayre b'shas zriya, zayre with zayin v'vresh, hey, b'shas haruach, zayre b'shas haruach, taira mata heyolel, what's going to be with the taira? What are you going to learn? You're busy, so busy with parnasa, what are you going to learn? Zatav Shem Yechai, the pasuk of Yosef to Gonechav is b'zman she'ein oisin ritzay no'isha makim. That's when Klai Yisrael is not on the Madrega that it should be. Taisva says it doesn't mean they're on a low Madrega. It just means they're not on the ultimate Madrega. They're not on the ultimate Madrega. Bizman she'ein oisim ritzayin eshamakim. But bizman she'oisim ritzayin eshamakim, v'yigisim v'yayimim v'layla is pshutay k'mashmoy yoyimam v'layla. Aye, where's going to be a parnasa from? Zatav Shem Yechai, malachta nasis al yedei achem. Their work will be done by others. Like when other Rishon was in Gan Eden, that the fruits that grew on the trees were finished products. They didn't need cooking. It was bound to keep grew on the trees. They were able to be mefranis themselves just by going out and like the man, like Klal Yisrael with the man, like nitna tayr eloich le'aman. The parnasa was delivered to their doorstep. Malach danasa sayidei achir. The problem is, we talked about this with one nusach in the Sunday share. We're going to talk about it now in light of Lag BaOmer. The problem is that if you learn Masechta Menachos, you find another machlekes, seeming machlekes, between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Yechai, and they're exactly the opposite of each other. It's an unbelievable thing. Mamash is stirred, open stirred. The Gemara says a Menachos like this. You were there Sunday? The Gemara says a Menachos like this. It says that the Shulchan, the Lechem Aponim, the Shulchan, had supposed to have Lechem Aponim on it, supposed to have Lechem on it. And it says that the Lechem on the Shulchan should be, Hashem says, Lefanai Tamid. It should always be in front of me, Hashem says. I want the Lechem to be in front of me always. So now, every week we know they switched the Lechem. So when you took off the Lechem of last week and you put on the Lechem of this week for those few minutes, there was no Lechem on the Shulchan. How are you Mekayim Lefanai Tamid? So the Mishnah brings 2 days. The Tanakhama holds that it was a whole ceremony. They would send in people before, and then people would come in with the new Lechem, and as they're pulling out the old Lechem, the people would be sliding in the new Lechem, so it should be Lefanai Tamid, Mamish. Omar Rabbi Yossi Einai Tzarech. Rabbi Yossi says it's not necessary. As long as the Shulchan doesn't go a day without Lechem, it's called Lefanai Tamid. Tamid does not mean always, it means consistently. As long as there's Lechem on the Shulchan every day, it's called Tamid. Zakt Rav Ami, Amar Rav Ami, Tzadik Tes Amid Beis, Menachos. Amar Rav Ami. From this we learn that even though it says in the Pasuk, Lo Yomosh HaSefer HaTayrim HaZeh MiPicha, that you should learn Tayre Yamav, Yikisabah Yamav Velayla, even though it says you should learn always, you should learn Tamid, we see from Rabbi Yossi that even if you just learn Tayre by Yoim and Balayla, like the Rambam says in Hilchos Talmud Torah, to be Kaiveya Zman by Yoim and Balayla, you're Mekayim the Mitzvah, Yikisabah Yamav Velayla. Omer Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Rabbi Shimon Bar Yechai, our Rabbi Shimon Bar Yechai, there is a nusach, I have to say, there is a nusach Rabbi Kiveger brings that the Shach was goes of Shimon ben Yehai Tzadok. So according to him, we wouldn't have a kasha of Shimon ben Yehai, Shimon ben Yehai, but we still will have a kasha of Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Shmuel, as you'll see in a minute. But our gear says, and many, many, many people are going like us, Amr Rabbi Yehai, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Shimon, Bar Yehai.
What was the first
you said? What?
What was the first you
said? Of who it was?
Rabbi Ami.
So Amar Rabbi Yechon, he's not chaylik, Daniel, he's not chaylik. He says Adarava, he says even more. He says, even if a person just reads Kriya Shema b'boiker u'b'erev, just read Kriya Shema b'yoyim and b'layla, you'll be chayim v'gisa v'yoyim and b'layla. Then it says, don't tell it to an Amoritz, they'll get the wrong idea. And it says maybe you dafka should tell it to an Amoritz, because the Amoritz will say, beautiful Rashi there, and Amoritz will say, wow, these Rabbanim, they're amazing. They themselves said that Yibakayim Tam was just saying Kriyash Mashachar Saris, and yet they learned the whole day. There must be something to this learning business. So the other Rabbi, it'll be inspired the Amoritz. One second, Rabbi. You yourself will say the Yibakayim Yadav Halayla by just learning, by just saying Kriyashma? What are you learning all day for? Because I'm getting something out of it. So it could be an answer. So it's machleik. There's aser laim alam aretz or mitzvah laim alam aretz. You can look it up. It's a. That's Rav Shimon Yochai, which at this point already we're like the shteimen. Rav Shimon Yochai is the one who said that you can't even go v'yosaf to deganecha. Rav Shimon Yochai is the one who says tayra matahei olev. What do you mean? Just say kriyas b'shachras and arvus. In one mesechta he says tayra matahei olev. Rav Shimon Yochai, who's the artzite, is tonight. And in another mesechta, he says, "Kriyash v'shachar v'arvus, yivakayim v'gisa v'yamav v'layla." What's going on here? It's an open stira. Rabbi Shmuel is not any better. Because then the Gemara says a story there, that Rabbi Shmuel's nephew said to Rabbi Shmuel like this. He said, "Uncle," he said, "I already learned the whole Torah," whatever that means. "Kigoyna ani shalomadati kol ha-Torah." I learned the whole Torah. Can I please go and learn Chachmas Yevanis? So what did Rabbi Shmuel of Yosaf to the Ganecha, what did Rabbi Shmuel answer him? He says, it says in the Pasuk, V'yigisa v'yayimam v'layla. If you'll find a time that's not Yayim or Layla, you could learn Chachmas Yevanis in that time. But Kozman, it's either Yayim or Layla, you have to learn Torah. What do you mean? You're the one who says in Masech the Brachas, Hanik v'haminik deretz, Torah derech eretz. Obviously you hold that V'yigisa v'yayimam v'layla is not literal. You're the one who says it. Now, Rabbi Shmuel is the one in Brachas who says, "Yisa v'yayimam v'layla." You might think it's literal. No, it's not literal. And then in Menachos he says, "If you find a time that's not day and that's not night, then you could battle." It's an open steer. Karen Oyres, Sakash, and others. Dennis and Ivishes. I'm sorry, Yaakov Emden. If I would have a bigger crowd here, I would not say what I'm about to say, because a little bit of a harder kasha. It's a small island, so I always try to chaf arayin when we have a smaller group. I always try to chaf arayin, so it's always a little bit more geshmak. We never discourage people from coming, but it's always a little more geshmak. So I'm going to take advantage of the hamishkeit of a small island to bring up the following. There's a kasha that the Lecha Mishnah asks on the Rambam, which I'm not going to get into now, but I'm going to just bring up the kasha because I want to bring up something else. The Rambam says, as I mentioned before, that if you just learn by Yoyim and Balayla, so you makayim v'gisa v'yayim v'alayla. So what does that mean? Now, there's machlagas the Tanakama and Rabbi Yossi about the Lechem Abanim. One says it has to be there constantly, and one says it only has to be as long as it's there once a day, right? And the Rambam, and from there, from Rabbi Yossi, the Gemara learns that if you just learn by morning and by night, Yimakayim Talmud from Rabbi Yossi, right? So now, the Rambam Paskin is by the Lechem HaPanim, like the Rabbanim. But the Lechem HaPanim, the Rambam Paskin has to be always. So shouldn't that mean that by Hilchos Talmud Torah, he should also Paskin that it has to be always? It's a little bit of a steer. In Hilchos Talmud Torah, he says it only has to be morning and by night. The Gemara learns that now from Rabbi Yossi, and the Rambam Paskin is like the Rabbanim. I'm not going to get into the terrorists to that. But that's one question. Which is based on that, I have to say a chiddush for Yochanan, who heard me ask his kashas a few days ago. Based on that, you hear this kasha? Daniel, you hear this kasha in the Rambam? The Rambam says, again, Daniel, there's a machlokes tanoim. According to the Rabbanon, tamid means tamid mamish. According to Rabbi Yossi, tamid means don't go a day without it. Based on Rabbi Yossi, we say that even if you just learn every day, even if you don't learn all day, you makayim b'gisa v'yayim v'layla. Now, if you paskin like that by Talmud Torah, doesn't that mean that by the Lechem HaPanim also you should paskin like Rabbi Yossi? Yet the Rambam passes like the Rabbanan by Lechem Afanim, and like Rabbi Yossi by... I'm not going to get into that now. I'm bringing it up for a different reason, because if you learn Hilchos Talmud Torah, Shulchan Aruch, so the Mechaber brings this halacha that you only have to learn by day and by night, and the Gro over there says that the Ran and the Darim disagrees. And he says the reason the Ran disagrees is because the Ran holds like the Rabbana, not like Rabbi Yossi.
You always have to learn.
You always have to learn Yom Vavad. What's the Ran and the Darim? I think this is an interesting thing. So the Gemara says over there, if someone makes a shvua that he's going to learn Torah, the shvua is chal. It's a good shvua. But we have a rule that shvua can't be chal if you already have a shvua. And we have a shvua that we're going to listen to all the mitzvahs, and one of the mitzvahs is to learn Torah. What? So the Gemara says that no, if you make a shvua that you're going to learn, esh in a perek zev, you make a shvua that you're going to learn, so it's chal, because really you don't have to learn all day, you just have to learn by yom and by laila. The Gemara says, the lashon of the Gemara is, the iboy potar nafshe kriyash mashachris va'arvis. Iboy, if you want, potar nafshe, you deposit, so then you make a shvua you're going to learn all day. Mitzah halach, you only have to learn in the morning and at night. So what the shua of Matan Torah makes you chayav to learn in the morning and at night, and your shua that you made now makes you chayav to learn additionally. The ibay, if you want it, patar nafshe with kriyas mashachris v'arvis. So it sounds like the Gemara in the Gemara is paskin, like Shema Yechai, again, as the art side is tonight. The Gemara is paskin Shema Yechai, you could just say kriyas mashachris v'arvis. That's the Gemara seems to be paskin.
And
you I'm just bringing my point is that the Gemara just says this point, that ibay, if you want, you can patar yourself with kriyas mashachris v'arvis. You can patar yourself for Talmud Torah. Zokter Ran, don't think that this means that you could just learn by morning and by night. Not true. It's not true. He says, because a person has to learn all the time. Yom v'layla. You have a chiyuv to learn all the time. You can't just pat yourself by morning and by night. All it means is that there's no pasuk mefurish that says that you have to learn by morning and by night. It's a drasha. Since it's a drasha, so therefore the shul is not chal, whatever, a whole you can check the Ran, all shitas Ran. That a shul can't be chal when you're mujbah v'emed mehar Sinai is only if it's an outright pasuk, not if it's a drasha. It's a shitas Ran. But the point is that the Ran says, that the Gemara says, if you want, you can pat yourself, kriyas mashachris v'arvis, the Ran says, don't get carried away. It's not really true. Really, you have to learn yom v'layla. Problem is, there's a few problems here, but just to mention one, the problem is that the Gros says that the Ran doesn't hold like the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch says you use the time of Torah by just learning by morning and by night. Comes along the Ran and says you have to learn all day and all night. So the Ran doesn't hold like the Shulchan Aruch. And the Gros says, you know why he doesn't hold the Shulchan Aruch, and that's why I brought up the Rambam. You'll see where I'm heading in a minute. The Gros says, you know why the Ran doesn't hold the Shulchan Aruch? Because the Ran passes like the Chacham. The Ran passes like the Chacham by Lechem Aponim. That Lechem Aponim has to be on Tamid Mamish. So the Ran's not going to go. Just like we asked on the Rambam, the Ran's not going to held that way. The Ran held. I can't pass him like the Rabbanim by Lechem Aponim, and then my Talmud Torah pass him like Rabbi Yossi. So by Talmud Torah also we pass him like the Rabbanim. The problem with the saying like the Gra is that the bottom line is, when Rabbi Yochanan said in the name of Shimra Yechai, you could just say Kriyash Mashachas and Arvis, the Ran thinks that Rabbi Yochanan was going like a Das Yachid? Rabbi Yochanan said in the name of Shimra Yechai, as we mentioned before, Rabbi Yochanan said in the name of Shimra Yechai, that if you want, you could just say Shachras and Arvis. Is that a Das Yachid or a Das Rabbin? Rabbi Yochanan Lachar Paschim like the Rabbin. So what was the Ran thinking Trent and Rabbi Yochanan was? That's another point here that we have to be mavar.
Rabbi
Yochanan, is an Amori. He's not going to pass him like a Tana that's a Yochid, but that's for a good reason.
Rabbi
Yochanan says Hashem Hashem Hashem. No, but the Psak, it comes out like Rabbi Yossi, not like the Rabbanim. Of course, he would pass him like the Rabbanim.
So why is the Rabbi after Rabbi
Yochanan? Right. Taisus in Brachas discusses why when you say Brachas HaTorah in the morning, it patterns the whole day. If a person makes a bracha on food, he makes a bracha. When he finishes his meal, if he wants to eat food again a couple of hours later, you make another bracha. Anything you do, the person sits in the sukkah. He makes a leish about sukkah. If he benches and leaves and he comes back in to eat again, he makes a leish about sukkah again. How come by Talmud Torah, a person makes a bracha in the morning, last week we did Reisaira, and patters the entire day? So he says that Torah, a person das is to learn Torah the whole day. A person's das is that it's a whole day limud. That's what he answers. Because the mitzvah of Talmud Torah is the whole day. A person's bechuyav to learn Torah the whole day. For the Rishonim, if a person has das to do it the whole day, because the mitzvah of Talmud Torah is all day, what about tefillin? The mitzvah of tefillin is also all day. And Ataka years ago, they used to wear tefillin all day. And yet nobody will say that if you take off your tefillin and you put them on a few hours later, you shouldn't make a bracha. Of course you make a bracha. Aye, the mitzvah is the whole day. So there must be something unique about Talmud Torah. Everything that exists in the world finds its shayrish in the Torah and in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Torah is the dance of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Everything in the world, the good things in the world, the things that don't seem good in the world, Doimim Chai, Tzameach, Nedaber, every single nekuda, every single thing that exists in the entire world has some shayrish in the Torah. If it didn't, it couldn't exist. The Yetzirah exists because it says Yetzirah in the Torah. Because it talks about the breed of the Yetzirah. Cows exist because it says Ki Yigach Shor exist. Trees exist because it talks about trees in the Torah. Everything exists in the world only because it finds its source, it finds its makar in the Torah. That means that the Torah is the pnimius of the world. The Torah is like the neshama of the world. Nothing could exist in the world if it doesn't find its source in the Torah. It means the Torah is the pnimius, the inside, the seser, the hester of the world. That's what it means when they say that Hashem created the world with Ba'asara Ma'amaris, and the Torah was given by Ba'asara Sadibris. And they say the Ba'asara Sadibris are the pnimius of the Ba'asara Ma'amaris. Because this, that a world of 10 Ma'amaris could exist, it's only because there's a Torah with 10 dibros that gives it the power. Just like our bodies could only function if we have a neshama inside of us, the world can only function because the Torah is the sharish of everything that exists in the world. Now obviously when we look around the world, we don't see everything rooted in the Torah. We don't see that everything has one source. When I say the Torah or Hashem, I can use them interchangeably. We don't see that when we see a car driving down the street, we don't see that that's a manifestation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that gets its kayak from Hashem. When we see somebody do something, we don't see that that's drawing its kayak from Hashem. We don't see that everything in the world that exists, the whole wide world, is all drawing its source from one shayrish, called HaKadosh Baruch Hu, called the Torah. We don't see that. We see more rabu ma'asecha Hashem. We see tremendous riboy of ma'asim. But we know be'amunah that every single one of the different things that exist in the world finds its source and its shayrish in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rav Shimon Yochai, we said before, the Talmud of Rav Akiva, who was the site of Teresh HaBal Peh, Rav Shimon Yochai was the pnimius of Torah. His domain was Sisrei Torah, the pnimius of Torah. That's not just a description of his learning. Because if it was just a description of his learning, the way the Tanaim worked, their learning was a pirush on their life. The chelak that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us in Torah, that's shaykh to who we are and what our life is. L'mashal, if we'll read in the Gemara that it will say that this Tana was miyuchet for inyanei Tairus. That means that he had a special kesher to the inyan of Tahara. And if it says that this person is a tremendous thing in Hilchos Dinim, in Chayshe Mishpat, that means in the inyan of Din and Mishpat, he is a tremendous kesher from his neshama to the leader of Mishpat. Saying Chelkeinu v'Zayra Secha. The Torah that we're shayach to, the Torah that we excel in, the Torah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us to be our chelek in Torah is a reflection of our neshama. So from Shimon Bar Yochai's chelek in Torah is the inside story of the Torah. The pnimius of Torah, so that means that Shimon Bar Yochai's life is about pnimius. And that's why Shimon Bar Yochai said that there's not even a makim for Torah in Derech Eretz. The right way to learn Torah, according to Shimon Bar Yochai, is not looking at everything and saying, oh, I see it's makaras in the Torah. But Shimon Bar Yochai is a pnimius. He goes straight to the Torah. He's abandoned the world. Shimon Bar Yochai is the pnimius. He's Isaac Batayr. He's Isaac in the pnimius. We also, we agree with Shimon Bar Yochai. Our Mahalach also is like Shimon Bar Yochai. That the Pasuk says, V'yigisav ha'yayimim v'layla, it means V'yigisav ha'yayimim v'layla mamish. Torah is saying it says you have to do yayimim v'layla. Why? Why does Torah have to be yayimim v'layla? Because everything in the world is encompassed by Torah. If the world would be without Torah for 1 second, the world would disappear. The shayrish of the whole world is the Torah. The Torah encompasses the whole Bria. So what does it mean? So Binyamin, so I'm learning and I stop learning to go do a mitzvah. So I'm not being mekayim v'yigisav ha'yayimim v'layla. Now I'm doing a mitzvah. So I'm not being mekayim the Torah. The Torah says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the Torah and then he created a world that's affected by that Torah. And when I carry the Torah's message into the world, I'm also being mekayim the Torah. Because the Torah was created, and the world was created, so that we should learn from the Torah how to act in the world. So is it bittul Torah when I stop learning Torah to light a Hanukkah menorah? No, it's taking the Torah, and it's bringing the message of Torah into the world. I'm taking the Torah, and I'm living the Torah in the world that Hashem created, that I should live the Torah in. Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, he was a pnimiistic person. So he stayed in the pnimius. Limud HaTorah, Yom V'Layla. But for Rabbi Yishmael, which the Gemara says, Rav should do like Rabbi Yishmael, Rav should do like Rabbi Yishmael, we also believe that Torah is a 24-hour thing. But our kiyum of Torah is by learning Torah and then applying the Torah. That's how we're Mekayim V'Gisa V'Yom V'Layla. That's not Bittul Torah. That's how we're Mekayim V'Gisa V'Yom V'Layla. So, Parnas is the same thing. Rabbi Shmuel understands, the Pasuk says, V'yosafta d'ganecha, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving us instructions, Yafa Torah and Derech Eretz. The Torah is appropriate when it's together with a certain amount of involvement with the world. That's what Rabbi Shmuel understands the Pasuk is saying. So when I go out and I'm involved with the world, am I being mevatel Torah? Or am I being misayeya in my ability to learn Torah? Am I being mekayim the message of the Torah? As long as I'm being mekayim what the Torah wants, that's part of Yigisa V'yam V'layla. As long as I could learn Torah, and then I could bring the message of the Torah, the limud of the Torah, I can bring it out into all my maga with the whole world, my whole interaction with the world. That's part of Yigisa V'yam V'layla.
Does that mean if I don't open the sefer all day, but my daily activities,
So give me another few minutes, and then we'll.
You still have a bit more,
The pnimius of everything that exists, of everything, finds its sherish in the Torah. Rabbi Yishmael is for the Hamoin, for those of us who aren't as pnimius of Shemay Yechai, that we recognize that the pnimius of everything is the Torah, but we also recognize that we were put into a world. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to take from that pnimius and to bring it out into the world. To do the mitzvah. Rav Shimon Yochai, for himself, for the miyot that are like Rav Shimon Yochai, he felt, don't come and bring it out into the world. Since I'm shayach to the pnimius of Torah, that means my neshama is shayach to just staying in the pnimius. And we need that. Klal Yisrael needs those people that stay attached just to the pnimius of Torah. It's a different approach to what it means to learn Torah and to be involved in Torah. There's no such a thing as, we never stop learning. There's no such a thing as stopping to learn. Everything that we do, and we have a chiyuv Talmud Torah, yom v'layla mamish. The only thing is that since we live in this olam chitzayni, so our kiyum of our being misayeya, our helping the Torah's message and the job that the Torah gives us in this world, that's part of our being the kind of Yisra B'Yarim and V'Layla. Rav Huttner brings a raya from the fact that it says that an Isha that sends off her husband and her children to learn, she has a Zchus HaTorah. Not a Zchus of a mitzvah, a Zchus of Torah. It's a mitzvah to help someone learn Torah. Rav Huttner says, no, when it comes to Torah, it's Torah to help someone learn Torah. It's a Zchus of Torah. When we do things that help us to learn Torah, we do our biyosafta to go down. We're not makayim mitzvahs. We have no reason to be born. Torah says, "Lo man amanas la'asos." If I'm just being lame and I'm not doing, then my whole Torah is not worth anything. So by being makayim the mitzvahs, that's validating my whole limud haTorah. So that's also part of my limud haTorah. Whatever I do to help out and to establish what Torah wants from me, that's all part of my v'yisa v'yamim v'layim. That's true. There's no kasha at all from Rabbi Shmuel. We'll stop from Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel said, "It says v'yosafta digonecha. You have to make a parnasa. That's still v'yigisa v'yayim v'layla because that's what the Torah wants from me. But does the Torah want me to learn chachmas yivanis for no reason? Because out of my own intellectual curiosity, I should learn something else besides for Torah. That's not furthering the cause of Torah. So that's bittul Torah. Then Rabbi Shmuel says, "Is there a time that's not day and not night?" And we feel like, Rabbi Shmuel, you're the one that understands. Remember, v'yosafta digonecha. No, v'yosafta digonecha, that's part of v'yigisa v'yayim v'layla. Because that's being misayeya and being mekayim the Torah. Chochmas Yivanis is not. Chochmas Yivanis is stam a distraction from Avodas Hashem. So Chochmas Yivanis, that's where Rabbi Shmuel says, it's not yayim v'layla.
It's not part of the creation.
We'll talk about it after. Not everything in creation, and maybe for us to go through Averus also. Not every part of it. And the same thing is true with Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. Rav Shimon Bar Yochai said, Yoimon V'Layla. But Rav Shimon Bar Yochai will also recognize, you see from the Gemara, that in the matter that Klal Yisrael is today, it's necessary for Rav Yidden to be Isaac and Yosafta de Gonecha. Dr. Shemecha, just say Kriyashma Shachris and Arvis. What's in Kriyashma? Kriyashma is Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elikenu, Hashem Echad. Hashem is one. What does it mean that Hashem is one? Hashem is one means that the source of everything that exists in the entire world is Hashem. So Shemecha says, you can't learn Yaimon Velad, you can't be Isaac in that Pneumius and that source of everything. At least be Isaac twice a day in the recognition that the whole wide world finds its source in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And as Rav Shimon Bar Yochai himself spends the whole day in that source. But for those people who can't, at least say Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad to recognize that the source of every single little product and chitzayni in the world finds its source in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem is Echad means that He's the source of everything. So Ramchal says. Mamela, we understand what the Ron wanted. The Ron doesn't have a problem with this. The Ron understands. The person has to work. He should just say Kriyas Shema Shachar Saharis. The Ron is masking. The Ron's issue is with the Lashon of the Gemara and Nedarim, that the Gemara says, the Iboi Potar Nafshe. If he wants, he could potter himself. So after all, you can't potter yourself. How do you potter yourself? It says, V'yigisa v'yayim v'layla. So we ask, one second, you don't know the Rishon Ma'yachai says you can say Kriyas Shema Shachar Saharis? The Ron will say, that's not pottering yourself. That's, I'm unable to learn the whole day, so I learn Kriyas Shema Shachar Saharis. That's not pottering myself. But the Gemara in the Dharma says, I could potter myself. That does, that the Ron says, that's not Kahalacha. He says a different Shah in the Gemara. Because of this, you say, V'gisa v'yem v'layla is always. What's necessary for me to do to further the cause of Torah, that I can do it, and that's also part of V'gisa v'yem v'layla. But just to check out, potar nafshe, that's not acceptable.
So what's the pshat in potar nafshe?
He said, you'll see the Ron says a different pshat. So if we're holding on in a zman of the yard site, the Rishon Ma'yachai, I feel like it's a night to remember that Seif Kol Seif, our whole life is supposed to be V'Gisa V'Yayim V'Layla. It's supposed to be one picture of the centrality of Torah in our life, even if we're Isaac and other things. But Torah is the center, and everything is Yainik towards the Torah, for the purpose of Torah, to be Makai in Torah, to be Messiah in Torah. That's what our whole life is. That's the lashon of Imbuchukaisei Teleichu, Shetiyu Ameilim Batayra. Doesn't say Shetiyu Laimdim Tayra. Ameilim Batayra is the opposite of Ameilim Batayra, is what it says in Imbuchukaisei Tim Osu. It says that the Halachdam Imi Bekeri. The opposite of Ameilim Batayra is, alright, I'll learn also. It's not the center, it's not the focus, it's not my most important part of the day. It's not my whole life is built around this. It's also something, it's also a good thing. Also something good that I do. That's carry, Allah to be carry. It's the mikra. If I have a chance, I'll learn. But not that Torah is the central point of my life. V'kisiva yam v'layla l'halacha does not mean that we should learn yam v'layla mamash. But it does mean that yam v'layla, Torah is the central focus of our life. That it does mean. And this we find in the I mentioned this a few times recently. I hold this as Chan in the Kedesh Tiyu Ramban, which for years I didn't like that Ramban. But the Ramban says Kedesh Tiyu. So if the Ramban, Kedesh Tiyu means that not only should you be Mekayim all the mitzvahs in the Torah, but he says, even if you mekayim the Torah, you can end up being a big Baal Taiva. No, even within, Kadesh Atzmecha b'mutter lach, even what's mutter, you should be pirushin. And I always felt like, come on. There's so much that's us. A few things you left mutter, and that also I shouldn't do. Like, what's the goal over here? What does the Ramban want from us? The Torah made it mutter, so it's mutter. Kadesh Atzmecha b'mutter lach. What does that mean? The Torah said it's mutter. It means it's okay, so let me do it. Now, even what's okay is not okay. It's depressing. And I realized that I was totally wrong hashkafa on the Ramban. It has to do with what I'm talking about now. You go through life, you'll meet two kinds of people. There's two kinds of people in the world. There's people that their whole life is built around, I have Rabban Shalom to serve. And every single thing comes up, marriage and parnasa and where to live and who to, everything is in relation to that central point called Avodas Hashem. Everything's built around that. And you have some people that they're the center. And everything is built around that. I'm an Orthodox Jew, so I'll also make sure I'm mekayem all my responsibilities to Hashem. But not that my whole life is built around that. Two people could learn the same amount, of Torah. They could do the same amount of mitzvahs. It's an attitude difference. Am I all right? I'm a from Yid. I have to be mekayem what Hashem says. Or is Hashem the central theme running through my life that I build my entire life around that central theme called I came into this world to serve Hashem? Those are the two kinds of people you'll meet. They could both kinds could be in a kailo, both kinds could be in a business, both kinds could be learn a lot, both kinds could learn a little. A person could sit and learn yoimam v'layla to make himself feel good and to get covered and to boost his ego. A person could just learn a few minutes a day, but it's the ultimate of I'm trying to make Hashem part of my life. It's not a question of amounts. It's not what the issue is right now. The issue is what our whole life is built around one center. Is that center me, or is that center Rabbanu Shlomo? That's the difference. And this is what we're learning tonight. The Yisav Yevam V'Layla says the center has to be the Rabbanu Shlomo. The Rabbanu Shlomo has Torah. The Yisav Yevam V'Layla, and that has to cover and encompass every single other area of my life, that it's all part of Kiyam HaTorah, even the things I do outside the Beis Medrash. But it's all part of Kiyam HaTorah. The same person that says, if you find a time that's not Yoyim and that's not Laila, then you could do it, is the same one that understands V'yosaf to Digonecha. Because it depends, is what you're doing part of responding to the centrality of Torah, or is what you're doing ignoring, like, I'm the center of my world, and okay, fine, I took care of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I learned my time today, I took care of him. Okay, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, be happy with that, I have a life to live. Those are the two kinds of people that are out there. There's many, many different levels of each kind, etc., etc., but as a klal, those are the two kinds. The Ramban, when he says, Kadosh Asbach HaMotelach, I completely misunderstood, and I think that's why it was such a depressing Ramban to me. The Ramban is not saying, go ahead, you enjoy life, go ahead and start cutting off things that you enjoy. Just start chopping off things that you enjoy. You enjoy life, just start chopping it off. Ramban's not saying that. Ramban is saying, develop the feeling that your existence in this world is to serve Hashem. Once that becomes part of what you are, memela you're going to be memayit in inyanei ha'olam. Memela you're ready for that. Develop the feeling that I'm here, kedoshim to you, that I'm here because I'm a servant of the Rabbanu Shlomo. That's what I'm doing here. So now you want to get lost in all kinds of distractions, achila and shsiya and this and that. You want to get lost in that? That's not what I'm here for. But kolzman I think that I'm here to serve myself. The Ramban is not going to help me. I can be mamayit. The Rav Huttner writes somewhere that people say that yisurim is good because when your gashmius is affected, it makes you more ruchni. He says, we know that for us, when our gashmius is affected, it makes us want the gashmius even more. But when I don't have it, I want it even more. Sometimes we just want to give it just to calm down. We can think. Sometimes depriving ourselves just makes us more gashmius, Dick. When do you talk about food more, on a fast day or a regular day? You're sure you spend 10 times more time talking about food on a fast day. On a regular day, you eat your breakfast, lunch, and supper. You don't think about it so much. Sometimes giving into the gashmius makes you more ruchni. The Ramban doesn't mean you're a gashmiistic person and force yourself to hold back. He means make yourself a ruchniistic person. Change what the center of your world is. Life is about v'gisa v'yama v'layla. Everything has to be in light of what the Das of Torah is. Shatiyu ha'melim b'Torah. That's the message. That's the Shema Yechai's message on Lag
B'Omer. Can we read the Ramban a little differently? Even when we're doing something that's...
Yeah, if you read how he's mamshah, uh-huh. It's true, but if you read how he's mamshah, he gives examples. I'll just... It's getting late. I don't know if I'm going to get to the... The last thing maybe we'll say it on Shabbos or something. But I'll just end with, what happens is when we learn this Ramban, what ends up happening is those of us who are honest and those of us who are dishonest with ourselves. Those who are dishonest have no problem with the Ramban. Avada, of course. But those of us who are honest, it gets a little bit more sticky because as we start talking about or listening to, the focus of my life should be Ruchni, the focus of my life should be Hashem, we have this little voice inside of us, those only the honest ones of us, saying, who says you want Hashem to be the center of your universe? Maybe I want to be the center of my universe. Maybe that's what I want. Who says I'm interested in the Yigis of Yom of Alayla being the overwhelming thing of my life? Maybe I want the Yigis and the Yom of Alayla. I want to be Isaac of myself. Maybe I want to live the life of I'll just make Hashem happy and leave me alone and let me have my own life. Maybe that's what I want. So on a simple level, we could say, could be it's what you want. It's too bad. Tell yourself not that way. The experience has shown that we don't respond to that too well. It's not, we don't respond to that too well. I want to say over, I said this by a Musa about a few days ago. I want to say over just this mashal, two mashalim and a nimshal, that were machatzik me very much at times that I've struggled with what exactly I'd like to be the center of my universe. Is a very, very good mashal. And that is that I read a couple of months ago that this thing about, I mentioned, most of you heard this from me before, that there's a, the brain can get confused between hungry and tired. That many, many times when a person is very, very tired, he feels hungry. You find people, and myself included, that a lot of times you feel like, Mamash, I have to eat something, I have to eat something, I have to eat something. The truth is, that I'm very, 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 very tired. And the signals, you know you need something, your body's missing something. And in your brain, the signals of pressure get mixed up. And I had a story a couple of months ago where Mamash was stuck out the most. I came on Ben Azdarim with my kids, picked them up from the babysitter. I came on Ben Azdarim, and I prepared a nice big lunch for myself. And I ate the whole thing. I was just like, I'm still starving. For those of you who know me, I'm not a tremendous eater. I'm still starving. I just ate something else, then another thing, another thing. I just cleaned out the house. And at the end, I was overstuffed. I still didn't feel satisfied. I finally realized, oh, one second, I'm tired, I'm not hungry. I'm tired, that's what's going on. I have to get some sleep, but the eating is not going to help. I have to get some sleep. Rabbi saying, we're tired, we're not hungry. We feel these cheshek, all these olam hazeh things. We feel this desire, the desire is to be mamali ourselves with gashmias. The Alter from Kelm says, the reason why a baby is born craving is because he just moments ago was by the Kisei HaKavod. And there's no greater tainug for a person in the world than to be close to Hashem. And he was ripped away from Hashem and thrown into a world that's kaviyachol rachik from Hashem. And he's craving pleasure because he's used to pleasure. But what pleasure is he used to? He's used to the pleasure of being close to Hashem. And our tivus mature as we get older. First we like our mother's milk, and then we get a little older, we like candy, and then we get a little older, we start to have a taste for beer. We get a little older, we like this, we like that. Little different tivus, we get more and more sophisticated tivus. But at a certain point, we're supposed to become sophisticated enough that we actually could access the tiva that we're really hungry for. We're really not hungry. We're really tired. We're really not hungry for Gashmias. What we're really hungry for is Ruchnias. And we're filling it with Gashmias. But what we really want is that the Rebbein Shalom should be the center of the universe. That's what we really want. That's the only thing that's going to satisfy us. And it's an irony that the people who place themselves in the center of the universe and their whole focus is to be Mamali themselves, they'll never be full. It's a black hole. They'll fill and fill and fill and never be full. And the person that will be selfless enough to put the Rebbeinu Shel Olam in the center of the universe and to just try to serve the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, it will be Mamali, all of his ta'anugim. Yismach Lev Mevakshei Hashem. The person who searches for Hashem, he's the one who really has Simcha.